Assemblymember Ernie Christian put forward this idea for the Assembly to consider, a proposed resolution supporting an advisory vote as to whether the City and Borough of Wrangell should pursue ownership of the Taiyi Hydro Project and related infrastructure. If this resolution was approved, it would mean placing the question before the voters. Christian said owning the Taiyi Hydro Project would help secure Wrangell's long-term energy needs. He also referenced a memorandum of understanding that was signed by all the members of the Four Dam Pool Power Agency in 2000 that stated the eventual expiration of all member utilities owning their own projects.
If we did own it, we could develop any other facilities, and if the AKBC went through, we could sell any extra power, or we could sell it to Ketchikan. And of course, everybody's worried about markup, but I believe the Regulatory Commission will ask to and make sure that we don't overcharge anybody. I think it would be a win-win situation for Wrangell to consider that.
Christian said there were many risks to consider and issues to take care of, like determining if Petersburg would support the concept and figuring out the value of the Taiyi project. But before any of that, he thinks having an advisory vote in the October election would be the first step. Assemblymember Bill Privett said he didn't think Petersburg would support the concept of owning Taiyi and expressed his overall opposition to the idea of an advisory vote.
There's not enough information to give to the voters anything that they could bite their teeth into that would be even halfway intelligent, in my humble opinion. So I'm going to certainly vote against this. I think we're in a process here with the divestiture of the Four Dam Pool. It's been a project and process that's been going on for 25 years. There's a lot of folks that are involved in it, and I think we kind of need to let some of this stuff take its natural course and see where we're at. And then, again, working with the other owner, joint owner of that facility, we maybe should sit down and have some kind of discussion.
Christian reminded the Assembly that all the resolution is proposing is placing the question to the voters.
I just wanted to put it out there to see if Wrangell wants to own their facility. If so, should we pursue it? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, we don't know, actually at this point, you know, there's a lot of homework that has to be done. But I think this will be the first stage to go forward with it or not.
For any sort of change to the makeup of the Four Dam Pool Power Agency, Borough Manager Bob Prunella said there had to be consent from all member utilities. Prunella said an advisory vote on whether Wrangell should own Taiyi would be premature.
Before we spend a whole bunch of money doing this, we need to know definitively what Ketchikan and Petersburg are going to say, because you're not going to get around that. It takes unanimity of the people. Because if they don't want to do it, then we can't even think about it, so we couldn't afford it anyway.
Assemblymember James Stowe agreed that the advisory vote would be premature. While he thinks Wrangell and Petersburg owning Taiyi may be beneficial in the long run, it's too soon to start exploring it. He said the Assembly should allow the current breakup process of the Four Dam Pool to finish first.
I do think that it would be in the interest of Petersburg and Wrangell if they did own the facility. How we talk to them in the future, I don't know, but I think it would be advantageous to both communities. Sometime in the future. I just think at this point right now that we're under a process and we need to figure out that process and finish that process to what we're intending to do and how we're going to end up at a two-dam pool if we end up there. And I don't disagree with this statement of going to the people to find out if they want to pursue it. I just think it's a little early yet.
Mayor Don McConaghy stressed what he thinks is the most important imperative for moving forward.
We, as the City of Wrangell, can't own that facility by ourselves. We have to own it with the City of Petersburg. So unless there was something that was exactly the same happening in Petersburg tonight as happening with us, taking an advisory vote really is not worth it. We need to have some sort of understanding with Petersburg and have the same thing happen there, and we do it jointly rather than as an individual entity.
The Wrangell Assembly voted no on the proposed resolution, with Assembly members Christian and Wilma Stokes voting yes. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.